Hello and welcome to Endurance Minded. It's the podcast that aims to redefine what it means to reach our full potential by exploring how movement and mindset impacts our lives and how we can all work to show up as the best versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Taylor Thomas, founder and coach at TEC, and I want to kick this episode off with an all call for coaches, health and fitness professionals, dietitians, nutritionists. If you are in the health and wellness space and you are frustrated with the growth of your business, if you are struggling to make the money that you want to make, if you're struggling to understand how to attract and retain your ideal client, if you struggle to charge what you feel like you're worth, then I am speaking to you. TEC, the company that I founded, is a business accelerator for people like yourself. Individuals in the health and wellness space that want to grow profitable businesses but are struggling to do so. Well, we have spent the last decade putting together all of the resources that you need to address the specific pain points that individuals in this space face when they are working to grow and scale their businesses. We address that in three primary ways. We look at revenue. How do you make money? This is a primary pain point that individuals in this space in the coaching industry face, and we address that very tactically and help you put systems in place and develop skills to make the revenue that you want. We also address client acquisition and retention. How do you attract the right client, specifically a client that is willing to pay you what you're worth, recognizes your value and what you bring to their lives, and how do you retain that client? How do you stop the incessant, constant running around and chasing new clients? This is one of the biggest pain points in our industry, is that we're always trying to fill our rosters. If we can keep the clients we have, we solve that problem. So we teach you how to do that so that you can stop that rat race. We also address support. So the coaching industry is very siloed. We're all trying to keep secrets from each other for some reason. There is no secret sauce. What is required is support. We want collaboration. We want to work with entrepreneurs and business owners that are excited and fired up to trade ideas, to share information so that we can elevate the industry as a whole. So TEC focuses primarily on providing that network so that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You don't have to solve these problems for yourself. We put you in relationship with driven, fired up entrepreneurs in this space that you can share ideas with, that you can get mentorship from, and so you can accelerate the growth of your business versus trying to figure it out all on your own. So if any of these three primary pain points sound like things that you have dealt with or are currently dealing with, then I want you to reach out. You can do that at thomasendurancecoaching.com. Click Become a Coach in the top header to get started. You can also reach out to us at enduranceminded.com. We'll put the information in the show notes of this episode. We are looking to work with 100 coaches this year in 2024 to help them grow and accelerate their coaching businesses. We only work with the best of the best. We only work with people that are ready to make a change, that are ready to change the narrative in the coaching industry. And so if this sounds like you, if you feel like you're the right fit, then we want to work with you. We want you to be one of those 100 in 2024. Again, that's thomasendurancecoaching.com. Click the link at the top of the header or check for the link in the show notes. And I look forward to helping you build and scale a wildly profitable coaching business. This episode is going to be primarily for the business owners, the entrepreneurs, the coaches in our audience. And I'm going to make some parallels and I'm going to make some extrapolations to exercise and other areas of life. But I really want to focus on things that that apply directly to people that are trying to forge a new path, that have a new idea, that are trying to build a business, that are trying to do something on their own that doesn't exist, that they might not have a clear path or runway or know how to do it. And I want to talk about how we can make money doing things we're passionate about. How we can make a business, a life, an impact. We could really substitute money with whatever resonates with you, but we could build something meaningful by doing things that we're passionate about. And the reason that I want to talk about this, one, is something that I'm very connected to and passionate about myself, but I also want people to hear and then hopefully to know and be confident in the fact that you don't have to go through life not doing things that you care about. Now, I'm not saying every interaction and every task and job and every path to get to where we want to go is full of rainbows and butterflies and it's perfect, but the pursuit of things that we care about is certainly much more enjoyable and much more fulfilling than just pushing that thing to the side and saying, well, yeah, I'm passionate about it. Yeah, I care about it. Yeah, I'd like to do it, but X, Y, and Z. So I just want to outline what that can look and sound like in your life. If you are someone who is trying to build something, is thinking about building something, we have a lot of coaches, service providers, nutritionists, dietitians, physical therapists, personal trainers, endurance coaches. If you are in that camp or you're trying to build a business, you're an entrepreneur, you have an idea and you're scared. You're worried that it's not going to fly. You don't know how to put the pieces together. I want this episode to really be for you. And I want to leave you with the belief that you can make money doing your passions. You can build something meaningful and impactful and sustainable by pursuing something that you are invested in, emotionally, physically, mentally. And what I really want to see happen is that so often these passion-filled projects, these passion-filled endeavors get categorized into the side hustle compartment, right? So I'm going to do my main thing, and then the thing that I really care about is going to be the secondary thing. It's the side hustle. It's the tertiary. When I have time, when I get a chance, fill in the gaps, when I'm not stressed out, the list goes on. What if we went into that with a primary hustle mentality? Meaning, what if that thing out of the gate, or as soon as we could get ahead of it, became the primary hustle, became the thing that we put all of our energy into? And I think there really is an inflection point there. That sounds maybe basic, or like, you know, you might be saying, yeah, Taylor, that's all well and good, but you know, I got this other job, or I got to pay my mortgage, or whatever. And yes, I recognize that. But I think the mentality and the mindset that we go into the things that we're actually invested in, the things that we actually care about, tends to set us up for that to never actually take shape, for us to never really get a foothold in that space. Now, I'm not saying that there's not going to be a transition, or you're not going to have to set yourself up for success and make sure that you're fulfilling the responsibilities in your life. But again, it's a mindset shift, right? Instead of saying, this is my side hustle, like, I'm working to make this my primary hustle. This is my thing. This is what I want to be. I want to be a full-time coach. I want to be a dietitian, a nutritionist. I want to be this person for these people that I care about. And again, you can insert whatever idea you have here. I obviously am connected and passionate about the coaching space and that industry. And so I'm using that language because these are people that I am invested in and believe in. But I want you to be able to find your voice and the language that resonates with you in what I'm saying. So what if we switch the side hustle mentality to a primary hustle mentality? What if we just thought and believed that that was really what could happen, that we can actually give this a go, and that there is an opportunity here if we give it the energy that it deserves, if we give it the time and the investment that is required. So I want to go through three things. This is going to be a short episode today because I want it to be tactical. And I want to really, really leave you with hopefully some inspiration and a bit of hope and a bit of a divergent way of thinking. If you are in that space and you're like, man, it would be awesome if this was my thing and I just can't turn the corner on it. This is where I want you to really listen up. So the first thing is I want you to get clear on what it is you want. Now, what do I mean by that? I want you to get really, really clear, and I want you to map it out. I want you to put pen to paper or open up your computer, and I want you to write down what it is you want. And I want you to do that in a few different areas. What do you want in your life? How do you want to live your life? How do you want your days to be structured? Who do you want to talk to? Do you want to travel? Do you want to spend more time with certain people in your life? Where do you want to engage? How do you want to spend your time? How do you want that time to be valued? And I want you to write that down. Because one of the beautiful things of being able to build something is that we get to build it so that it supports the life that we want, right? We are in control. We have autonomy in that space. That alone should be enough of a fire to get you stoked and to get you moving in the right direction. If you knew that every step you took in the building process, you were building a life or building something that supported a life that you actually wanted to live, where you can spend your days with the people you want to spend them with, working with people that you want to work with, spending time with the people that you want to spend time with, whatever that looks and sounds like for you. I don't know about you, but that's enough of it for me to keep me, to get me out of bed in the morning and get me fired up and moving in the right direction. So I want you to outline what it is you want for your life. Then I want you to outline what you want for your business. I want you to get specific here. This is where people get stuck in the side hustle mentality, is that they aim low. Well, it's good enough if it just is spending money. It's good enough if I just get to work with a few clients. It's good enough if, you know, I still get to do it. It's something I care about. It fills my cup. So that's good enough. I want you to get specific. If you are serious about moving from a side hustle to a primary hustle, I want you to write down real numbers. All right. How big do you want your business to be? How many customers do you want to work with? I want you to map that out in detail. How much money do you want to make? Right? Don't play small. Again, think about the life that you want to live. How does your business support that? And then I want you to map that out. So what do you want in your business? And I want you to get specific, right? Size of your business. Do you want a physical space? How many customers do you need? How much money do you want to make? Then how much do you need to charge those customers? Map that out. What do you want? Who do you want to work with? That's the next piece. Get clear on who your people are, right? What do you want? What do you want that experience to be like? Who do you want to work with? Who do you need in your corner? What tools and resources and relationships do you not have access to right now that you need so that you can build that life that you want? You can build that business that supports the life. The reason that I am encouraging you to get really, really specific is that I know for a fact that the lack of specificity is what keeps people from building the thing they care about. If you leave it up to chance, anything can happen. I want to build this. I'd love to do it. I'd like to make money at it. Let's get specific. These are hypotheticals. You know what you want. You know what you would need to make it your primary gig. You know where your deficits are at. Who are you not talking to that you need to be talking to right now? Do you not know how to build a business? Do you not understand who your ideal client is? Do you not know what the business model looks like? Are you unsure how to structure that? Do you not know how to build a website, how to build your brand? What are those things and who do you need to connect with and talk to so that you can make that happen? And so get clear on what you want, right? Life you want, business you want, and who you want to be working with, who you need in your corner so that you can make those things happen. Next one is to get clear on why any of this matters to you in the first place, right? So again, I'm going to push you to be specific. I talk to a lot of people and say, hey, like, what is it you love about coaching? What is it you love about building a business? Why do you like being an entrepreneur? And more often than not, people say, oh, I just, I love doing it. I was an athlete in high school and I just love working with people. That's great. I love that. That matters. I think that there is a beauty in what connects us to the things that we're passionate about. But I want you to take it one step further. Why does it matter to you? Why, outside of the fact that you like training people in the gym, or you like working with technology and you're building a tech company or whatever, why does it matter, right? What is the thing under the thing? What's your why? We could call it that. Because that is going to be the piece that's going to make it worthwhile, right? So examples of that. Why does it matter? Well, it matters because I want to be a good example for my family, and I want to be able to take pride in what I do, and I want to show the people around me that anything is possible, and that you can pursue your passion and that be a meaningful thing, right? That would be a great example of why it matters. That's going to get you out of bed in the morning. So I want you to really get clear on why it matters for you to do this thing at all. And again, I want you to write that down. The last one is, I want you to get clear on how much you're willing to fight for this. The other way to put that would be, how much are you willing to sacrifice? So I don't want to paint an overly rosy picture of what it can and probably will look like for you to build something meaningful around what you care about. At the end of the day, you're still building a business. You're an entrepreneur. That is an extremely hard thing to do. There is a reason that most people don't do it. It's hard. You don't have all the answers. There's not a clear path. Any success that you have is largely up to you to create. Now, again, I do want to come back to the first point where you need people in your corner, right? So I'm not advocating that you go at this alone. I'm not advocating that you recreate the wheel or that you're in charge of every single detail. But when it comes time to execute, that's on you. And that's a very hard thing to do. So I want you to get clear on how much you're willing to fight for this thing, right? What is that? And there's some specific areas that you can get very tactical with. How much are you willing to invest? Here you are. Let's say we're going to assume that you don't have what you want right now. You'd like it to be more. You'd like to build a bigger business. You'd like to make more money. You'd like to have more clients. How much are you willing to fight for it? How much are you willing to invest? You're not going to get where you want to go without doing something different. Part of that with business is investment. Specifically, time and money. How much time are you willing to give? And how much money are you willing to invest? Right? Those are two primary areas of investment when we think about what it takes to move the needle in business. You're going to need to invest time because you don't have all the answers right now, right? So you're going to have to develop some skills. You're going to have to invest time because you're going to have to connect with people. You're going to have to meet people that are not in your community right now, because if they were, you would have access to what you need. You're going to have to learn some skills. You're going to have to develop some know-how. You're going to have to build confidence. The list goes on, right? Time. You're going to have to take time to market yourself, to understand who your ideal customer is. Where are those people? So time is something that is a commodity, and you're going to have to spend it in some meaningful way if you want to get to where you want to go, right? Again, now you've outlined what that is, right? So that's why we do that first. Because then you say, okay, to get there, what's that actually look like? You can actually build a formula in some ways to understand, what's that time expenditure? How much can I give and how much am I willing to give? If you're working a job right now and you're trying to build this thing up, what is it? Do I set my alarm clock an hour early and wake up and invest in this time? Do I work after dinner? When does this time happen? And again, this is why it's important to outline how much you're willing to fight for it, because it might be burning the candle at both ends. It might be sacrificing in one area of your life so that you can create something meaningful and impactful in this area. So get clear on how much you're willing to fight for it. The other thing that I want you to think about, and I want to go back to the investment piece, specifically money. All right, this is a touchy subject for a lot of people. People get squirmy when you talk about money, when you talk about investing, when you talk about having to give something up front for an eventual outcome, right? And that's really what we're talking about with business, is that I'm trying to grow my business. So I'm trying to look very specifically at where I need to invest time and money. I'm giving that in advance for an outcome that's unsure, right? I don't get an immediate return. This is the real tricky kind of frustrating thing with people in entrepreneurship, is that you have to live in a place of uncertainty. You have to know and trust and be confident that what you are investing in now will ultimately lead to the results that you want to get. But it's not an immediate return. It's not like going to the store and I give someone $5 and they give me back a product. It doesn't happen that fast, right? We're going to have to put in some time. So when it comes to money, I want you to think really, really hard about where that money needs to be invested. Now, I want to outline that I think that it is my belief from my experience building businesses and helping people build businesses that you're not going to get very far if you're not ready and willing to invest some capital. So if you want to build, there is some point in that building process where you're not going to be able to get what you need without having to invest some capital, right? Now, there's a lot you can do for free. You can post like crazy on social media and never do paid ads, and that can be great. But some point, right, whether that's building business skills, whether that's investing in a network, building a website, systems and processes that can grow and scale, services to support your clients, wherever that's at, there's a point at which that's not going to be free anymore. And so I really want you to think about what investment looks like for you. Let's all agree that we know that building a business requires investment. That's been the case forever and always at some point. So what is that you're willing to invest? And I want you to get really clear on where that ROI is. The reason that I'm bringing this up and the reason that I'm expanding on this particular topic is that so many people invest in the wrong things. Understand where your ROI is. Where are your gaps? What do you need? Right? I talk to so many people, coaches, that they're new entrepreneurs, new business owners trying to grow and scale a business, trying to potentially move into the online space. They've been working in person. And the thing that they invest in is another certification, right? So they go to a weekend seminar, they spend $1,000 or $500 or whatever the number is, and they get another group of letters behind their name. Okay, now I'm not saying that those learned skills are not important, but based on the goals of your business, that's actually not where the ROI is at, right? If you're a new entrepreneur and you're working to grow and scale and you're working to position yourself in a new market, in a new landscape and environment than you're currently in, you need to know how to be a business owner. You need to know how to market online products. You need to know how to create an online brand that resonates with your ideal client. You don't need another certification, right? So again, there's a time and place for all these investments, but I want you to think really, really critically about where the highest and best use of your time and resources is. So often, Certainly when we're early in the process, we invest in the wrong areas, right? The reason that happens is because there's a lot of places we could invest. We have a lot of options out in front of us. There's a million things we're trying to do. We're wearing a lot of different hats. And so often we take the thing, we invest in the thing that feels the most comfortable. I'm going to tie that back to the certification piece. It is a hell of a lot easier to go get a certification in a discipline that we are already familiar with, in something that we are already excited about, than to learn a brand new skill where we feel like we maybe don't have all the answers. Maybe we start to feel less confident. Maybe, right? So typically, if you want to have a metric or you want to have a yardstick, I would encourage you to think about investing in places that are outside of your comfort zone, because that's probably where you're going to yield the most benefit, right? So again, just in general, I'm going to go over here and, you know, I've been active on social media and I've been doing good and I've seen some results there. I'm going to go to a social media marketing class and I'm going to spend money on that. Okay, maybe. But again, I'm already pretty good there, right? Maybe with a bit more time, I'd probably just get there anyway. Versus, again, who am I marketing to the right person? Is my brand voice in my niche what it needs to be to attract my ideal customer, right? So instead of doing this, I need to actually work on something that's outside of my comfort zone. I need to get some clarity over and above the skills and the knowledge that I currently have. There's two places I would encourage you to invest when you're thinking: mentorship and business development. Mentorship is people that have done it before and have figured it out. How do you flatten the learning curve? The biggest thing that keeps entrepreneurs and small business owners from being successful is time, right? You run out of time, you run out of runway, you can't sustain it anymore because of the time investment and the financial investment need, and so you have to give up. So how do you make that time shorter, right? Mentorship. Get in front of people that can give you answers faster than you can learn them yourself. And that really, if you take nothing else away from this, and this comes from personal experience, I spent a lot of time trying to recreate the wheel, and I should have just sought mentorship. Who can I talk to right now, today, that's going to help me flatten the learning curve? Can I figure it out? Absolutely. Can you figure it out? I'm sure you can, right? If you are listening to this, I assume you're a smart, capable individual. But is that going to take you a year, 2 years? Even if it takes you 2 months or 2 weeks, if you can solve it today, that's more runway. That's less time investment and that's less financial investment. Seek mentorship. You need to be around people that can help you flatten that learning curve, people that have done it before. And at least if you don't do it their way, they can give you guidance to help you figure out what your way is much, much, much faster. Second thing to invest in, business development. I'm going to speak specifically to the service provider space, coaches, dietitians, nutritionists, physical, personal trainers, and so on. We spend a ton of time on the prescriptive aspects of what we do. All right, how do I write great training plans? Let's talk about training, physiology, the list goes on. That's great. We need to do that. That's what makes what we do a tremendously valuable service. However, what none of those things do is help you build a business. They don't make you a good business owner. They make you a great coach. Coach and business owner are very different things. And I guarantee you, if you're listening to this and any of what I'm talking about has resonated, you feel that. Great coach, what the hell am I supposed to do to build a business? You need to invest in how to be a business owner. How to be an entrepreneur? What is my business? Who am I as a business owner? Who am I supposed to talk to? What are communication strategies? How do I build relationships effectively? What's the structure of my business? How do I build and scale? What are the systems I need? The list goes on and on and on and on. It's a totally different school of thought. It's a different school that requires different skills. You need to invest in business development. You can be the most amazing coach in the world, but if you haven't built a business that allows you to connect with your ideal client, it doesn't matter because it's never going to be a business. It's going to be a side hustle. You're going to just be, you're just going to have access to the people in your immediate circle. And if that's what you want to do, that's fine. But if you want to build and scale, if you want this to be your primary gig, if you have this idea, you're in infancy and you want it to be something great, you have a vision for it, you need to invest in business development. Being an amazing coach without that skill is going to lead you to falling flat every single time. And so two areas, mentorship and business development. There's a lot of places we spend time and money that don't yield the ROI that we think they can or that they should, because we actually aren't developing the skills necessary. We're not surrounding ourselves with the people necessary to take us where we want to go. So quick recap. I want you to, one, think about and get in the mindset of shifting from a side hustle to a primary hustle. Out of the gate, lead with that. If this is what you want, it's not a side hustle. You're building your primary hustle. Now, yes, there's a transition potentially, whatever that looks like for you. Get out of that mindset. Then I want you to get clear on what it is you want. What's the business? What's the life? Map it out. Write it down. Talk to people about it. Get clear. Then get clear on what matters and why it matters to you, right? Why is this thing important in the first place? Again, it's the thing under the thing. Don't just say, I like working with my clients. Why? Why is the business matter? Why is this life that you mapped out in the first question, why is that important? Why does any of it matter? And the two, I want you to get clear on how much you're willing to fight for it. It's not going to be an easy road. I'm not here to say it is. I believe that it can be a hell of a lot easier than we make it. I know that to be a fact. And it can be enjoyable. And it can be exciting. And it can create growth and opportunity. But it requires work. And you have to be willing to fight for it. It is going to take an effort over and above what you're giving right now. I'm going to say that again because that's an important caveat. What you're doing right now has got you to where you're at. And that might be an amazing effort and you're doing great work. But if you want to do more, you're going to have to do something else. If you want to create something more, you're going to have to do something more. And so I really want you to get clear on what you're willing to fight for. How much are you willing to sacrifice? Now, I'm not saying, nor am I advocating that you necessarily go at this at all costs, not at the detriment of your personal health, emotional and physical, your relationships, things in your life that matter most. I do think it is important to make sure that you are balanced in your life. I'm not talking about work-life balance. I don't believe in that. But I do believe in making sure that you are balanced in how you show up in all areas of your life. So don't take that to mean that Taylor tells you to go 1,000% in and you don't talk to your friends and family and you don't take care of yourself anymore and the other buckets that you need to fill. But I want you to get clear on how much you're willing to fight for it, right? And then understand what that looks like in relationship to what you mapped out before, what that looks like in your life, what your business is. And then I want you to get really clear, kind of 3.5. I want you to get clear on where you need to invest. Again, I'm going to advocate for you to really look for mentorship and business development. All the other things that you think are going to move the needle are not going to land if you don't have people that are going to help you understand how to deploy and implement those things and the real world entrepreneurial and business development skills necessary to take those things that you know, those other things you've invested in, and put them to work in your business so that it actually creates an impact, actually creates something that is building and supports the life that you want. So again, shorter episode today. I hope that was helpful. If you have any questions, if I said something today and you're like, hell yes, or I don't know what you're talking about, or what could that look like in my life, or how do I do that? Whatever that is, I want you to reach out. You can do that at enduranceminded.com. You can scroll to the bottom, leave us a note. You can also do that at thomasendurancecoaching.com. You can click the button in the top right corner and you can connect with us there. I will get those notes. I will field those myself. And I would love to connect with anybody who is trying to execute, trying to do this, feels unsure. Again, wherever you're at in that timeline, in your ecosystem, I want to help. So if I can do that, if I can be a resource, please reach out. Again, enduranceminded.com or thomasendurancecoaching.com and contact us there. I'll get that note and we can set up a time to talk. And I would love to have the opportunity to do that with anybody who's trying to move from a side hustle into a primary hustle for something that they're passionate about, something I believe in. I know it's possible. I see it every day. And I hope that this was helpful. Thanks as always. I look forward to seeing you next time on Endurance Minded.